Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Picture this, the sun setting over the Tuscan hills, a glass of ruby red wine catching the last light of the day, and the soft strum of a guitar drifting through the air. It's not a scene from a movie, it's a moment from a Paul Cullen journey. The former Bad Company bassist has traded arena spotlights for vineyard sunsets, crafting unforgettable food, wine, and music experiences that span from Rome to Lisbon, Tuscany to Havana. This isn't just travel, it's storytelling through taste, sound, and soul. All right, Captain, let's set sail.
Yeah, so we started in 2018. I met a local travel agent, Accent on Travel, and Annette, the owner, and I became friends. She thought that I could do a group trip. And I'm like, who the hell would go with me? And this was like, 10, 11 years ago when I just kind of started the in-home dining and building my base and my brand. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. She goes, well, you get paid this and everything else is for free if you have so many people, And I'm like, okay. So our first one was on an Oceania cruise, which is the creme de the creme of like food and wine cruises. And she picked that one. We picked Rome to Lisbon and I brought 18 people with me. So I didn't quite break even. I spent some money, but it was a great experience.
Yeah.
Since then, like good example, every year is built up out, of course, except for COVID year. But then the next year, we actually doubled up on stuff we had in COVID. But a good example on how far it's gone in 10 years. Last year, we went on four different trips and we took over 170 people with us over those four trips.
Wow.
Yeah. And it includes, most of it's European, mainly Italy. We just started going to Cuba recently and that's been amazing. In fact, we're just getting ready to release Cuba 2026 in March. That has been one of my favorite trips, although, you can't beat Tuscany or Italy or basically anything I do, but that's really special because that's outside of our wheelhouse and it's just the Cuban people are amazing. The musicians are insanely good and, the food is great. Everything about it. And I'm a cigar guy, so I'm in heaven, right? So that's where it came from. Say 10, 11 years ago, we did 18 people on one trip. And now, we're doing 100. We did 170 last year.
So when the people sign up for the trip, they obviously, how involved are you within their daily activities?
So I'm with them the whole time. Yeah. And so we do, for instance, when we're doing Tuscany, we're doing an olive oil resort in October. We have the whole resort. Every day we go out and do a day trip. We go to a winery. We go to a city like Siena or San Gimignano or Florence. Hang out with the famous butcher, Dario Cecchini, and have a 7-course meat lunch. And then we intertwine music. I'll play music at nighttime for everybody when we're just sitting around the fire pit or fireplace. And then I have musicians that I play with over there. In fact, if you go on my Spotify, you'll see Live in Tuscany. It's me and a violinist I've been playing with for 10 years now, about 10 years. And his name's Alessandro Golini, and he's just amazing. And so we'll invite him to the villa, and he'll hang out with us. And I find it really interesting that, we play really well together, but we don't speak each other's language, but we know the language of music. So that's a real special part of it, And then some of them we do, like the tall sailing ship we're doing from Rome to Sicily. I just play music on that one because it's, their kitchen is already, doing the food that they need to. So I don't need to be doing that. But we will do excursions. Like when we're in Sicily, we go to my friend's vineyard, Gambino, which is on Mount Etna. And we take everybody up there. They already have a guitar there, so I know I don't have to bring it because I've been there several times. And we have one long table for however many people. I think we had 30 the last time with big glass windows overlooking the vineyard. And then I grab my guitar and play a couple songs for everybody. So it's all intertwined depending on which vacation it is, luxury cruise, tall sailing ship, or land package.
I'm getting exhausted listening to all these things that you're doing and just the energy that takes it. Does your wife ever poke you and go, you don't have to be on right now?
Yeah, she does. Yeah. But she goes on 80% of the trips with us. So she's over the moon that we're doing the tall sailing ship from Rome to Sicily. She tells me every morning how many days we have left, you know. So it's been great for her too. You know, she absolutely loves it. She loves to travel. And, you know, we just have such a great time together. Sometimes like me and her will stay a couple extra days and just hang out ourselves, because I do have to be on, you know, whenever I'm taking people somewhere. You know, I can't have a bad day.
Nope.
Because they just paid a lot of money to hang out with me and Bonnie.
The best 5 minute one podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.